if we think we're just going to set goals without making room, we're being really unrealistic with what's possible in our day and in our time. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I can't even believe that the holidays are almost over. And with saying that, this podcast is coming out right before the new year, right after Christmas, right before the new year. Probably just had the most amazing holiday. Maybe you're feeling let down. Maybe you're feeling happy. Maybe you're feeling really present. Maybe you're feeling anxious for the new year. However you are feeling, I want you just to take a second to realize that you are here and that we get to choose how we feel about this new year and that there is so much beautiful energy around 2020 of manifesting what you want, getting rid of what you don't want, and looking back over the years of if you've been able to create some of the things that you have wanted to in your New Year's resolutions with your goals throughout the years and trying to see where it is that perhaps you got caught up before. And I can tell you right now that a lot of times what happens is I prioritize things that are less important or not important or things that I don't actually want. And I get busy in the busy work. And the more and more clear that I've gotten and more that I have been able to reach different goals every year, because this took a lot of work to be able to figure out how I work as a human being and how I'm able to realize what I'm capable of doing, is that I had to let go of a lot of things. I had to clear out a lot of things before I could start making room for what actually mattered. And that's going to require getting clear on what's most important for you in 2020. Many of you have already started this. Some of you aren't going to think about it until after January. But if you're listening to this, I highly recommend that we start thinking about it now, because you will be able to create what you want if you start letting go of what is not serving you and what's actually taking up all your time. So there's a couple different quotes that I want to chat about that really are leaving an imprint on me right now as I plan for 2020. And that is, make sure that you are making the things that are a priority, and letting go of what is not a priority. So the quote that reminded me of this is, make sure the things that matter the least don't take up the space that matters the most. Make sure the things that matter the least don't take up the space that matters the most. And that's what I tend to have done in the past, is to really put things first that I feel like I'm good at or that I should be doing, or I said yes to something because I didn't want to say no, or it felt easy in the moment to say yes, or I was excited in the moment, not leaving room or thinking about my dreams first, not putting my dreams first. So something that I want you to do is every time you go to make plans, whether it's a trip, whether it's a personal development event, anything, I want you to check in with your dreams as if it's a partner or a spouse. I literally want you to check in with your dreams as if it's a partner or a spouse. And I want you to say, hey, is this cool if I do this and take time away from you and I go to this thing or I hang out with this person? Are we still going to be invested? Am I still going to be able to move you forward? Am I still going to be able to create what I want in the world if I take this time away from you? So checking in. So remembering to prioritize what's most important. And the other quote that I absolutely love is, for many of us, our blessings are stuck up in the air. There is too much mess on the runway. So reminding yourself, what needs to go? Who do you need to say no to? What do you need to stop doing? What do you need to let go of in order to make room? These are just the simple questions I want you to start asking. Even if you just started getting clear right here, you would start making such a massive difference in your life. So you guys, I am so grateful for you always. And I'm keeping this one short and sweet because all I want you to do is start to see where you can make room and what is most important to you. Maybe there's just three things on that list, but maybe you need to get rid of 10 things in order to make room for the three. Because if we think we're just going to set goals without making room, we're being really unrealistic with what's possible in our day and in our time. So I think the biggest thing is just being self-aware of my day and self-aware of my time. And as we move into 2020, I just have to tell you that you are on the top of my gratitude list. I am so insanely grateful for you beyond anything that I could ever tell you. And truly, I cannot wait to move into this new year. I feel a magnetic energy. I feel a huge energy. I feel a manifesting energy beyond anything I've felt years prior. And I know that with this community, we can move forward together. You guys, thank you so much. And my heart is exploding for you guys because truly, you are why I get to come up here and chat and have interviews and do all of the things that make me so happy. All right, you guys. And when I say come up here, I just mean the second level of my house. All right. I'm so grateful for you. Happiest new year. Make room. I love you. I adore you. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.